News when you want it with Bloomberg News Now. I'm Amy Morris. The National Transportation Safety Board has reportedly found the Voyage Data recorder of the ship that crashed into Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge. The investigation will involve a thorough review of the data stored on that recorder and an audio file of crew exchanges when the vessel lost control. Guy Platten is Secretary General of the International Chamber of Shipping.
So much data will be on board the ship, including voice data recorders, so they'll have a full transcript of exactly the sequence of events. But these things take time to unpick and to work out exactly what has happened in this case. But these are so rare, these events.
He added that probes will be conducted by officials from the U.S. and Singapore, as well as the insurers involved. It is no longer a search and rescue operation in Baltimore. It's now search and recover. A road crew was working on the Key Bridge at the time of the collapse. Two have been rescued, but six remain unaccounted for. That area is still blocked off to traffic, which means a major artery around the city of Baltimore is also closed off. Maryland Governor Wes Moore was in Baltimore at the scene of the collapsed Key Bridge. He says even though they're starting an investigation, recovery efforts are still the most important thing right now.
Yeah, well, the top priority for me right now is still the recovery. We've got to bring these families closure. I promise these families that I would instruct every single asset that we have to focus on that search and rescue, air, land, and sea assets to focus on search and rescue. Now that we've transitioned to the recovery phase, my promise to them is this: I will devote every single resource to making sure that you receive closure.
Moore says he cannot speak to any criminal charges. It is just too soon. Bloomberg's Kaylee Lines, though, on the scene of that crash, has an update on the investigation. But she warns officials are simply not giving an estimated timeline yet.
Well, the investigation has started. The NTSB is on the scene. I spoke with an official from the NTSB earlier today. They actually did a preliminary visit on board the vessel late last night. So the investigative work is already underway. As for timing for everything else, officials have been very reluctant to put any real estimated timeline into place, not just in terms of the clearing of the debris and the reopening of the port of Baltimore, but also ultimately the reconstruction of the bridge. We did hear from Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, who was on the ground yesterday speaking with the press, who said that this is not going to be quick. It's not going to be easy. He also said it's not going to be inexpensive. This is likely to be a multi-billion dollar effort. And we know that in real time, as the port currently remains closed, there are over 100,000 workers who could be affected by this. This is an economic engine, yeah, not just for the city of Baltimore, but the city or the state of Maryland overall. And it's unclear when that engine might be revving again.
Bloomberg's Kaylee Lines on Bloomberg Intelligence reporting from the site of the collapsed Key Bridge in Baltimore. And we talked with Bloomberg trade expert Brendan Murray about the closing of the Port of Baltimore and how it's already having an impact that could last for weeks.
In the meantime, all this cargo that was supposed to come in and out of Baltimore has to go somewhere else. So we're seeing ships divert to ports in Virginia and North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, and New York. So all that cargo is gonna be slower to get where it's going, and it will need truck or a train to pick it up in another location that it wasn't expecting. So expect a bit of a tangled mess in the weeks ahead.
Bloomberg's Brendan Murray reporting. So let's check the markets now on this late Wednesday morning. Stocks have had a strong start to the year with major benchmarks scaling record levels. The S&P set for its fifth month of straight gains. Still, moves this week have been modest ahead of Friday's release of the Federal Reserve's preferred inflation gauge. The S&P is up 0.2%. NASDAQ is little changed and the Dow up 0.5%. The 10-year Treasury at 4.21% and the 2-year yield at 4.57%. Other news we're watching for you. Allies of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and Disney have reached a settlement in a lawsuit over who controls Walt Disney World's governing district. In a meeting, the members of the Board of the Central Florida Tourism Oversight District approved the settlement agreement, which ends almost 2 years of litigation sparked by DeSantis's takeover of the district from Disney supporters after the company's opposition to Florida's so-called Don't Say Gay law. And that's news when you want it with Bloomberg News Now. I'm Amy Morris, and this is Bloomberg.